Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. The following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. God, I finally get to hear that song finally, and besides the remix I did. But speaking of which, I know this is going to be off the wrestling subject, but this is something big in my opinion. I know it has to involve with like opening day of the Milwaukee Brewers, but part it got something to do with that, partly. Although I had to work. Of course, half of you know that I work at Miller Park, of course. God, and like, today was just a killer. It was proven with the pain in my feet and the pain in my back. Well, at least my feet is a little bit better, but my back is just still in pain. But this is good news for the it's good news for the Bucks, and it's kind of combined with the Brewers and all that good stuff. So the lead owner of thank you, Hazy. What I'm going to do, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to play another song. I'm sorry, people, but I will be right back.
Where you been? Where you been all my life?
Save it a little bit for Hazel's show on this Wednesday. So check her show out. Only thing I'm going to say is it's going to be something big for downtown. And it involves with the Brewers and Bucks. So just put it that way. But,
how was your drop?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good. Damn, like, fantastic.
Your words, not mine. I'm just kidding.
I could stop cooking for you all together, Mr. Jones.
I know you can.
Said be nice.
I am nice. But, oh, God, excuse me. It's just been a long day. It really is.
Tell them
what? Yeah, I...
It's opening day for the Brewers today. You were working. You were there from what? 9 o'clock this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get in until around about 6?
Right. And they did win. 2-0.
Yes, the problem.
Right. And the bus, you know, the bus I took and all, ended up there like 20 minutes early.
Better than being 20 minutes late.
Just glad they had donuts there waiting for us. So
they had donuts?
Yeah.
What were they? Why are they being nice
all the time? They, certain mornings, they always nice. It just depends on...
which bitches, man.
Those really all depends on who they plan.
And which bitch is manager.
She said that. Speaking of what you were saying, I put a questionnaire up for people on the group just to ask them an opinion about, do they think now WWE is trusted more in their Divas division more than they did either a few years ago or, you know, after Trish and Lita left. So a couple of people did answer, so I got to look for that. But when I while I do that, I'll ask Hazel the same thing. So do you think that the WWE is trusted more on the Divas division now?
I don't know if they're trusted as much on the Divas division, but the Divas division is slowly improving. And I think that's because they're allowing, and this is due to injury, but they were had no choice but to allow some of their tag team wrestlers, like Divas, to wrestle solo. Or they were going to just lose out on using them all together. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think because of that, you saw Naomi and Cameron really come into their own as wrestlers, the same with Bella and Nikki.
True.
And I think that's what has really, you know, really helped things. I mean, I'm sorry that they had to get injured for that to happen, you know, but on the plus side of it, it has seriously helped, in my opinion, big time. They're not up there yet, but they're getting there. And I think, you know, what's helping as well is the Divas show that's on.
Total Divas.
Yeah, I think that's helping a lot because I think now people are interested in seeing their dynamics in the ring because we're seeing how they are outside the ring. And people want to know, okay, is that following over into the ring? Can we see when there's an aggravation or annoyance between people? You know what I mean? So I think that they're working that bit extra hard. And I think that was a shrewd move on WWE's part to, you know, push to have that show because the Divas division was getting, I mean, we always say Divas match, bathroom break. Now it's not as bad. People are wanting to be interested. And I think the match WrestleMania is going to be the do or die for it. That Divas Battle Royal.
Yeah.
That to me is going to be the do or die.
And they did finally mention today on how this invitation for the Divas Championship is going to play out. It's like a fight to the finish, like one fall and all the Divas will be in the ring, so they hit a pinfall submission, that person will end up being the champion. So, but a few people said, they said Divas, one said Divas and women, yes. Another person said, more trust in like 2 to 5 years, significantly less trust than 8 to 10 years ago. They had two Divas matches tonight on Raw. So I'm thinking they trust them more and more. And plus they need to push them more and more if they want.
I don't think it's a trust issue, though. I think it's a case of them having a little bit more faith in their wrestlers. And now that people are seeing them and wanting them to train better, the public's been wanting Divas to wrestle properly.
You're going to leave and say right. But I'm going to try to like say it another way. I mean, like, trusting them as, like, because there haven't been no, like, women's matches that ever main event ever since Trish and Lita. Well, I'm just saying, if
they're slowly getting there, but I think it's going to take a while for there to be a diva main event.
Yeah,
it would have to be, if there was going to be one, it would have to be, in my opinion, one of the Bellas right now. If they were to do it now, one of the Bellas would have to be in it.
Oh, if they decided to do it. Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
They could do a pretty good main event with the Bellas against each other.
True.
But I don't think that would work too much for the fans. Do you know what I mean?
I was thinking like Natalya and maybe somebody probably could.
The way they're arguing right now, Natalya and Summer Rae.
They did fought today on Raw though too. So that's why I was saying that they had like two Divas matches
right.
That happened tonight. Which is good to see. It's like, it'd be cool if they can do that every week, but like you said, they are slowly getting there. I think, I'm not saying they're there now, but they're almost close.
Right.
I just think because, I guess part of me is thinking, like, why is, like, kind of holding back a little bit with the, oh, wait a minute. We have a caller. I'm just now noticing that. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, apparently you are just now noticing it because I just sat here listening to you. But it's all good. How's everybody doing on the other side?
We're good.
Hey, Hazel, how's everything going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You calmed down yet?
No. Well, yeah, I'm kind of melting right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad you were there to yell at him, because if I was there in person with him, he would not have gotten yelled at. He would have gotten strangled.
I swear to you, I'm all for a really good, healthy argument when it comes to things. And, you know, me and AJ go back and forth on the whole Cena thing because I've never been a Cena fan. But I have my reasons. I've stated my reasons. And I don't believe anybody is childish for liking whoever they choose to like. And, you know, when somebody starts saying things like that and, you know, can't back up why they dislike someone and then just start to randomly attacking people and then saying, well, I know everything. Oh, yeah, then you're going to get my goat big time.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thoughts on Cena, on the other hand, I mean, I'm not exactly hateful of the guy. I mean, I'm not going to critique him for being the character that he is. I mean, because I always say this to anybody, you know, who likes to come at Cena saying, man, that motherfucker can't wrestle, man. He only does five moves, blah, 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 blah. He's sexy, man. And he holds people back. This is what I say. I'm like, here's how you voice your opinions if you don't like John Cena. Hey, Cena's not exactly my kind of guy. And it's like, I would be like, okay, well, here's CM Punk. Why don't you see if you like him? I mean, because my little nephew, he's into John Cena. And I'm like, okay, that's his guy. And so my guy, like, I'm not a John Cena guy. I mean, I've got a few John Cena t-shirts, I'm not going to lie, you know, but I'm not exactly the John Cena type guy, you know, because I'm 23 years old. Come on. I'm above that. I mean,
oh, boo. Give me that all above that crap.
Let me rephrase that, brother. It's totally fine, okay? I mean, because me, I've met John Cena. I shook his hand. I told him thank you over and over again for being as passionate as he is, for doing what he does. And I meant what I said the other night. And I think, honestly, what makes me actually like him is the fact that these young kids actually have a positive role model to look up to, which is very, very rare in this day and age because there's so many negative influences out there.
Yep.
So when you have somebody like John Cena out there who the little kids are in love with and who tries to set a good example for them, that's somebody that I can look at and say, hey, you know what, that's exactly what this day and age needs right now. We need more role models. We need more, I said to him, we need more role models like you. We need people who actually give 110% and go above and beyond what they're expected to do. People don't want to do that anymore. They're so caught up in bullshit. I mean, all I see is people around this day and age having babies, sleeping with people they don't know, smoking more weed. They don't care, fighting over relationships, being in on and off relationships, just so many negative influences. And then if that isn't enough, you see all these crazy-ass reality shows that we have on TV that doesn't help, that don't help one bit. So it's like when I look at,
I've got a 13-year-old son, and, you know, some of these things that you see on TV and these reality shows and, you know, all that lot, it's not that the role models that, you know, I can remember having when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just sad that there are some, you know, there is that negativity out there. And as I said to OJ, my deal with Cena is that I do not like how the WWE is portrayed him and how the WWE treats him. You know, he's a good sport in the sense that he will turn a crowd booing to his advantage. You know, and he'll embrace them, and as well as he does the fans who cheer him. But I just don't like the comic book character he seems to have. What I do have is respect for him. As I said, you know, he was over in Iraq and Kuwait and everything, doing the, you know, tribute to the troops, meeting the troops and everything, and, you know, isn't rushed along like you see a lot of people going, okay, well, we have to move along now. He's like, no, I'm spending time with these people. And
yeah,
we saw this one documentary on him, and it was for, he was, like, meeting a bunch of his fans and everything, and his publicist came over to him and said, John, we've got to move on. We're running out of time. And he turned to this little kid who was talking to him, and he went, excuse me one minute. He turned around and he said, do you see what I'm doing? He said, I'm busy right now. He said, this child's important. You come back when I'm done. And right there and then, the respect level I have for him went through the roof because of that. The fact that he, you know, he was very polite to this little kid. He was like, you know, just hold on one minute. And he turned to his publicist and or agent, whoever she was, and just cut him down to size and said, do you see who I'm with? And you could see the look on that child's face. That child looked like John Cena just made him the most important person in the entire universe.
I mean, the world needs more people like him. I mean, that's why it makes me so angry when I see these wannabe know-it-all wrestling smarks coming on the internet.
Oh,
oh my gosh. And saying shit like he can't wrestle, he only does five moves, he never puts anybody over. How many fucking times have I seen him put somebody over in the last few years? I mean, damn. I think I got a whole so many people I can't even fucking remember who it was. I know he put Sheamus over, Miz over, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Alberto Del Rio, Edge. God damn, I can go all day. And I know people can be frustrated about the whole Superman thing. You know, it's where it seems like, you know, he almost just can never ever be physically beaten. But I went back and did some research. And it turns out to me he's not really, Archer all knows this. I mean, I don't think he's really not the first guy to have that type of gimmick. I mean, because wasn't Hulk Hogan built up like Superman back in the day?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy on the internet who goes by the name of Angry Wrestling Vet, who's a wrestling veteran, been in business a long time. He has a page. He doesn't reveal his name or his face. He just calls himself Angry Wrestling Vet. He posted something months ago about the WWE has one formula that he's going to expose and he probably shouldn't expose, and that's this, create some unstoppable monster or unstoppable good guy, something like this for the fans to get emotionally invested in, something like that. And it's, and wrestlers have told me it's the same thing. The circle doesn't ever change. It always stays round, never changes. You can decorate it up, you can put diamonds on it and make it all sparkly and stuff, but it always, the wheel always stays round. Now, I don't know. I could tell this to Clinton all day, and he would never, ever get it. I said, there's a difference between constructive criticism, like what Hazel is doing, and then being a flat-out asshole.
Right.
To the point where it's like, I can't stand John Cena. I hope he fucking dies in a car accident. He can't wrestle. He wrecked the Attitude Era and stuff like that. Every time I go to a show and I hear fans say shit like that, they walk up to me, I'm talking to them, and they say something like, nah, I don't like John Cena. He killed the Attitude Era. I hope he fucking dies. And then when the second the conversation gets to that, that's when my a bomb in my head explodes, and I think to myself, okay, you done fucked up now. Get the fuck away from me.
And that's the whole thing is that, as I mentioned, you know, AJ will tell you, I go from being somebody who knows the wrestling business pretty well to somebody who marks out completely when the Hardy Boys are around. AJ will tell you, I will grab hold of him, I'll pull on his arm, I'll start jumping up and down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just completely mark out, and I'm the biggest first person to admit it. But what AJ will also tell you as well is that I have always backed the Hardy Boys up. When everybody was like, oh my God, he's such a loser, you know, he's on drugs, he did this, he did that, and why, you know, he flushed his career down the toilet. Yeah, I agree, he fucked up big time.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop me from being a fan of him because everybody makes mistakes, you know, and we all pray that we're given second chances and that somebody will help us out and that the people who, you know, say they care about us and give a damn about us and everything, you know, are there to support us. And that's how I felt about Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy. And, you know, the same with, like, the British Bulldogs. Those are my boys. I don't care. One of them's up, you know, in heaven right now, wrestling with mine and AJ's little boy. And that's the whole thing. I understand if they do something so bad that you're just like, you know what, oh, my God, enough already. And then, you know, their action makes you not want to like them. But you've got to be able to, in my opinion, you've got to be able to say why. It can't just be, well, because Cena ruined the Attitude Era. No, he didn't. Vince McMahon did that. He's the person behind the company.
Mm-hmm.
And he really was never even okay with going to a edgy TV-14, bloody, gory, tits and ass product in the first place. But they pushed him into the guys. Triple H even told the story when he talked about, you know, the debut of DX. They pushed Vince. Then they kept twisting his arm, saying, come on, let's do it. And Vince finally gave him a green light, said, oh, fuck it. All right, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do what you want. Took him a lot of twisting his arm to get him to agree with that shit.
And I think that's what some people, the problem with, and that's why they love the Attitude Era, because most of the wrestlers get to be, you know, creative for themselves. It made some of them like a household name, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hot time. And back to what you were saying about the Hardy Boys, I was pretty much angry about, I'm like, what the fuck are they, I was one of the people saying, what the fuck are they doing, man, what are you doing? But I wasn't saying, oh, they're flushing their careers down the toilet, they're fucking idiots and stuff like that. I was just saying, guys, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? I mean, you guys are two of the biggest stars in professional wrestling. I mean, you guys aren't idiots, but you're making yourselves look like fools.
Exactly.
And then, I mean, I say the same thing. I mean, I'm going to go off about it. I mean, Chris Brown's one of my favorite singers, right? I said the same thing about him when he's getting into all the shit that he's getting into right now. All that shit from when he put his hands on Rihanna to right now, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, you got the world in the palm of your hand right now. You got millions of dollars. The whole fucking world knows who you are. People will pack arenas to see you perform. And you're making an ass of yourself, dude. And not to mention, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me as a fan. That's why I'm not even going to try to defend you, because you. I'm like, you got to help yourself, brother. I cannot help you. I'm like, I let myself look up.
Is that there? It doesn't stop you being a fan of their work.
Yeah,
I know.
You just become. You made the state, as you just said. You may think to yourself, "What the hell are you doing?" You know, seriously,
yeah.
Dude. You know,
exactly.
You have to be. This is where I got so angry with Clinton, was because, as you said, he's a 20-year-old something or other who thinks he knows everything because he's, you know, read the WWE encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I read a manual on how to put a ring up, so I know how to do a ring. What the hell do you know how to put a ring up?
Oh, really? Let me tell you. Back in the OSPW, when we took that ring down, it took us almost an hour to take that ring down.
Yep.
When they had me help break it down, I was like, you know what? I would be glad to help break down, you know, because I want to pay some dues here.
Those rings are flipping heavy as well. Me and AJ have helped put those rings up and put those rings down. And, you know, it's not an easy 5-minute job. Those pieces are heavy.
I mean, you have help, but at the same time, it's still going to take a bit.
Right.
That's how you show that you want to be involved in the business. You want to have your foot in the door. You want to be a part of it in some kind of way.
Right, there's any way we can do.
And and if you ask me, he has not shown that at all. All he's done is berate and belittle and trash the product as a whole and think that he is right. And what makes you think that just because you hold, like you said, a plastic wrestling belt, that you watch multiple pro wrestling DVDs, you go to multiple shows, and you read stuff on the internet. I mean, God, I have multiple professional wrestling DVDs, too. I love professional wrestling at all. I mean, wrestling's on my television right now. I got wrestling DVDs next to my bed. I got wrestling DVDs in my suitcase. I got wrestling DVDs up front. I got wrestling DVDs in my dresser. I mean, but at the same time, while all that is cool and it shows how much of a fan you are, you got to know that also that just because you have all those things in your possession, that does not, you have to understand that if you're going to be if you're going to be able to debate and talk about the wrestling business, number one, you cannot be biased. Number two, you got to have your facts straight. Number three, you cannot hide behind freedom of speech. I hear that enough. I'm tired of hearing freedom of speech. That's what people say when they don't want to back up their opinion.
Right.
But, like, what makes him think that just because he sits behind the internet all day and reads dirt sheets that he is right? Not just him, but people that I've come across. Everybody from this Roosevelt Robinson guy on the internet all the way to his stupid ass, I would like to know what makes them think in their crazy minds that they are correct. If there's anybody listening right now that wants to tell me that, you please call in and explain it to me. And if you can't give a logical explanation, I will have no problem saying, hey, Arturo, hang up on
them. That probably would happen, too, if somebody came up with, like, a messed up answer or something like that.
Hey, Arturo, click. So where were we?
But, I do have something. It's kind of interesting news, but I just read this like not too long ago, and I'm just thinking to myself, was it true? But there have been rumors on social media all weekend that AJ Lee and CM Punk were engaged.
If they are, then congratulations. If they aren't, then oh well.
No offense, but who cares?
And I guess the proof that the they was making that she was wearing a brand new ring into the while they showed it during her match today, and I guess somebody got a, like a picture of it of her wearing it.
Wow, they looking at that shit. They looking at what she's wearing. You got to be kidding.
Well,
you gonna try to teach that long
through? Well, apparently they got the picture of the ring she's wearing.
Mm-mm. Oh boy.
So if it is, if it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't.
It's whatever. If,
hey,
if
well,
you
no, can get... just...
I mean, and no offense and everything, but I'm so over the whole AJ storyline right now.
Over her holding the belt?
Yeah. No, not her holding the belt. The whole crazy, you know, storyline that she's still got going on. Because they're kind of drawing it out too long, as far as I'm concerned. It's getting a little bit old.
Well, they, it seems like they did, like, tone it down as of late. But I get what you're saying. I know it's one of those things that just need to, you know, calm down.
Well, that's all I can say about her and CM Punk is, if you two are listening, then congratulations. I mean, if you want to come out and say something and clear up all the rumors, then feel free. If you don't want to, then keep it to yourself. If you are engaged, congrats. If you're not, then it's all between you and AJ. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna get in between your business. I mean, even though you're dating a hot girl, but shit.
I mean, let's be perfectly honest, okay? When it comes to rumors in the wrestling world, just go to a local level, AJ. How many times have you and me broken up and been engaged since we got involved in local wrestling?
I can't count.
Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Love connection,
I mean,
or something?
Well, that's the whole, like, joke of it when it comes to, like, the rumors and stuff. I don't know about you, but it seems at times with, like, the whole wrestling business in general, there are times it sounds nothing more than a bunch of old women sitting around gossiping.
In the indie circuit?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wrestling business can be, like, you know, there's some parts of it that can be, like, a fucking high school gymnasium or high school hallway or something like that. Yeah, I was going to have people gossiping, but really at the end of the day, you know, that's how workplaces are. It's still a workplace. But
exactly. It's
ridiculous, though.
I hate to say this about this state, but it's like, I think Wisconsin is like the worst when
it's
it comes.
One of the worst.
One of the worst in drama and wrestling.
And see, and that has been said by people who have come into the state and wrestle for different companies.
And
that's not just an us thing. We heard that from T.C. Washington, who actually travels outside of the state a lot of the times to wrestle.
Uh-huh.
And he's like managed to get wrestlers from like Atlanta, South Carolina, and that lot to wrestle in Wisconsin. And they've all come back and said, oh my God, what is it with you guys?
It's just some of these wrestlers and some of these promoters just feed off the drama for some stupid reason. And they all trying to huddle up and be like, oh, we need no drama. Everybody get along. No, y'all don't.
Yeah, okay.
From what we've seen and what we've seen for like the past, what is it like?
Oh, what we've been on the receiving end of.
Yeah, the past 6 years is just,
yeah.
It's just bad. Bad, crazy, insane at the same time. It's just, they stab people in the back and they gossip like, we done this to who, or...
Well, this person did this, so I'm going to shut them down, and...
Or I'm going to go after this broad and try to get with her.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad.
People are already making memes and shit that on the internet saying married. Really?
Wait, say what?
People are already making memes on the internet. There's a picture of AJ and CM Punk with an altar in the background, and it says married at the bottom.
Wow. What the hell? They just say it was a rumor, and like people just putting it out there already.
You see,
after we got engaged and everything, I heard from 3 different people that we got married Christmas Day. I didn't even get dressed yet. How the hell we get? Never mind. I'm gonna start getting.
Oh boy. Well.
And I'm making a cup of tea. I'll be fine.
What do I know about being engaged? Well, I know absolutely nothing. You know why? Because I've never been engaged. I haven't had a girlfriend since 2011.
I've been engaged twice and married once. This is my second engagement. And thankfully, AJ was a man and actually bought me my ring. Because my last engagement ring, I had to buy myself.
Damn! Really?
Yep.
You gotta be kidding me!
Seriously.
Dump that motherfucker. Damn.
And the dude gets even better. The dude proposed to me in McDonald's and said to me, remember that ring you bought? And I went, yeah. He's like, well, consider it your engagement ring. We're getting married. That was my proposal.
Really? Oh. You know, my dream proposal is to take a girl into like a field or a quiet field somewhere under the stars and just nip down on one knee and just say, hey, will you be mine? But hey, I'm nobody, because I'm just a emo bag with a purple wrestler.
My proposal from AJ was the best one. I was AJ, it couldn't have got more perfect. I was making tacos. We had a house full of wrestling fans. And it was during a pay-per-view.
AJ, great job, brother. Great
job.
I just thought it could have been better.
Man.
I just thought it could have been a little bit better. Uh-oh. What'd you just hit me with? I have no idea what she hit me with, but she hit me with something.
She's whooping your ass, dude.
Basically. But, speaking of who we was talking about earlier, he's at it again. He says, Triple H is very...
Say it again.
It's put, Triple H just buried the entire history of the WWE roster. Why do you think people hate him?
Because he's a
foot, now
it's bacon
for
in the
ass. Well, I wouldn't say like he buried all of them, but I do agree with him. Why do you think people hate him? There's people that like him. There's some people that don't like him.
You think he wants to come back on the show and have a second chance at redemption, which I doubt is even in his future?
Yeah, that'd be up to him.
Yeah, right.
Have to be back on your show. He did call the show yesterday, though.
Who did?
When?
And I missed it?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
He was with his Robert's
dad. See, it motherfucker gets in my way all the time. I expect my son to see his dad because he can't have unsupervised visits. And I missed out on Reaming Clinton's asshole.
Yeah, he wants to apologize. He's trying to apologize to you. Like, yeah, I'll tell her. And
no, he needs to. He can call in my show Wednesday night and apologize. And I'll get every female I know who doesn't think I'm a bitch on the line who can ream him a new one.
I also was going to say that the guy that was the guest on this past Thursday on Smarks List, he said he apologized to that guy, too.
Yeah, he didn't really get to have his... Well, he did get to talk, but...
Not enough.
Probably then, not enough. And Hazel turned Super Saiyan and basically Kamehameha his ass. I don't know. I told him firsthand, after participating in something that the WWE put together, the WWE is not mistreating Daniel Bryan at all. They're taking care of him. I mean, a lot of this is Triple H is doing.
Right, exactly. And they saw what he did tonight, and it was like, y'all still think he's treating them bad?
Apparently. You know how blind Tamar Marks are. They have no sense of reality, no sense of anything. It doesn't matter. They ignore everything that is blatantly true, and they listen to everything that is blatantly bullshit.
Right.
Because they think that they are right.
Yeah, some of them do, and it's just, like, sad that they, you know, don't know more of the history behind it before they judge it. And why are they showing a commercial in the main event, and after next week they're going to stop showing it?
They show what's the last episode of the movie.
I do that with just about really every major story that I hear, whether it be something on a regular celebrity or something on a wrestler. You always need to try to get both sides of the story, because people don't understand. People forget all the time. There's two sides to the story. You got there's three sides. He said, she said, and then the truth.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you got he said. There's only way I can explain it. You got he said, which is, well, that bitch did blah 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 and blah blah blah. You got she said, like, oh my gosh, she likes Sarah Ratchet, she likes Slut Pits, blah 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 and blah blah blah, and there's truth. Let me tell you what really happened. See, I did not sleep with so-and-so, and yeah, you get it. And those who usually, I keep saying, the people, I think I said one time before, the people who normally don't like the truth are the people who surround themselves with a bunch of yes men.
Right.
And, oh, you're pregnant? Wonderful. Okay. Anyway. Sorry to came across another pregnant chick on my feed. I do not care. It's getting old.
Oh, wow. But, we were talking about this earlier before you had called about the Divas divisions. Like, I guess the question was, do you think they're going to have more trustworthy of the Diva division now than what they did in the past?
I think the WWE, I don't think they completely lost faith in the Diva division. I think the problem is what a lot of people, you know, have thought. They really have a lot of people that don't really know anything about what they are doing. I mean, thank God there's people like AJ and Natalya and all them. I'm not talking about, you know, them. I'm talking about, like, the Kelly Kellys and things like that. But, as Trish Stratus...
In your opinion, you think that they made a ruin for the Divas?
As Trish Stratus stated a long time ago, last year at her Hall of Fame induction speech, she proved that a fitness model can be athletic and can be a professional wrestler. I mean, she's a... How many times has she been women's champion? 10 times?
I think it was 7.
I mean, she retired as a women's champion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't really do too much trashing. I mean, people are so fast to trash. I mean, and so slow to compliment.
Right. you thinking, like, because I know, like, Trish and Lita, they had main evented, like, a Raw before. Like, who do you see any of the divas, any two divas that can main event a show?
Yeah, they did. They did back in 05. They main evented that Monday Night Raw where Lita almost broke her damn neck again.
Right.
You know, oh, is there anybody listening? Fuck it. Who cares? Now we have, coming up tomorrow, officially starts WrestleMania week. Not just, WrestleMania week is going to get started on the WWE Network, and then it's going to get started in New Orleans Wednesday when WrestleMania Access starts, and then everybody's, I really like how the WWE is pretty much putting everything on the WWE Network to try to make everybody a part of this. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this whole week. It's gonna be nice and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great to see all the stuff on the network, and I'm gonna have plenty of shit to do and watch when I'm not at work. I mean, do you guys plan on watching the press conference tomorrow?
What is it? This is gonna be like 11 or 10 o'clock or something like that.
It'll be 11 o'clock in the morning. I guess. What time would that be for you?
Okay, it'd be 11 o'clock Eastern. It'll be 10 a.m. here.
Yeah, I'll probably be at work, but I'll catch you again at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Central. Okay, yeah.
Because they'll be showing it all day. And then they got WrestleMania today, and then that's going to be happening all week and all this other shit that they're going to be having. The Hall of Fame ceremony, but before that, they're going to have the Hall of Fame red carpet, which I guess everybody's going to be arriving and interviewing each other and shit like that. And you're going to see everybody in their nice little tuxedos and their dresses and their high heels and their bow ties, like it's the fucking Oscars. Well, it kind of is like the freaking Oscars. I mean, because when we're sitting up there listening to the people talk, I watched last year's Hall of Fame not long ago. And Mick Foley talked for almost an hour. Bruno Sammartino did too. I mean, granted, I love looking at the Hall of Fame and listening to their stories and their acceptance speeches, but damn, how did they put all that shit together? And stand up? I mean, I don't know if I could even stand up there and talk that long, I mean, because I don't know what I would say.
Yeah, I'll give you a chance. But go ahead.
I mean, what would I say?
I don't know. I think it's like when you get older, you're going to have a lot to say just from your past, just stuff that you can just remember and can't get out of your mind.
Well, that's why kids don't like to listen to their grandpas tell them
stories. Right. That's all.
I want somebody to get up there and say, and I'm being perfectly honest with you here, I want somebody who's inducted someone into the Hall of Fame to get up there and say, "Do you know what? He's a miserable bastard. Nobody likes him. And he's only getting in now because his family pays his man to get him in." I want to hear that speech.
That was probably something Linda and the mayor would say about the Ultimate Warrior. No, I'm just kidding.
Ultimate Warrior is off his nut, but he has contributed. Not going to lie, he is off his nut, but he does still have a reputation.
Right, I do want to get his DVD too, because I thought about just getting Self-Destruct of the Ultimate Warrior just for the matches, not for like the bad things that they was talking about him at the time. But I'm glad they did this DVD that they have him say what he has to say.
And it doesn't show him losing his mind and fighting with Hulk Hogan over the internet.
Yeah, that's probably true. But they do have the schedules going on for this week. Of course, you got WrestleMania 30 press conference. They'll be live at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then the encore, 7 p.m. Eastern and 2 a.m. Eastern. Thursday, you got WrestleMania Today Thursday, live from 6 p.m. through 8 p.m. And all these times I mentioned it are Eastern times. Friday, April 4th, they're showing WrestleMania 25, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
WrestleMania Today, Friday, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the series premiere of Legends of WrestleMania be at 10 o'clock. Saturday, got WrestleMania Rewind, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 26, 9 a.m. WrestleMania 27, which I was there, 1 p.m. WrestleMania Today, Saturday, 6 p.m. The red carpet at the 2014 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony, that's 8 o'clock. And the Hall of Fame ceremony itself, 9 p.m. And the replay at midnight. And Sunday, another WrestleMania Rewind, 6 a.m. WrestleMania 28, 9 a.m., 29, 1 p.m. Of course, the pre-show at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And let's see, the WrestleMania other pre-show, of course, that keeps going on. 2-hour pre-show.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy week.
Yeah.
As wrestling fans, it's going to be a very busy week.
WrestleMania 30 live, of course, 7 p.m. WWE Countdown, and I guess it's supposed to be a sneak peek, but that's what it said, the most infinite gimmicks right after that. And Monday, of course, the Raw pre-show and the Raw backstage. Tuesday, April 8th, Journey to WrestleMania, 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's pretty much the week of WrestleMania.
Yeah, they've got a whole shit mess of shit packed for us.
Yeah, they do. Now, I guess some people can't wait to see, like, this Friday SmackDown, although, you know, they're going to do some of it, like, some of the WrestleMania access, and they show some of the matches that they did. They probably recorded earlier today while they was in D.C.
Yeah, they did. I think they taped just about all the matches they were going to tape. And then the rest of it is just going to be the, you know, WrestleMania fan access shit.
Right, that's most likely what they're going to do. But for people that are interested in NXT, the entire roster will be at WrestleMania Access this week as well.
Yes, they will be.
Yeah, good for them.
And Emma will be competing in her first WrestleMania.
Right. I think, I'm trying to think, one of the WrestleManias that I want to see the most, because I've seen 1, 2, and 3, and 7, because I know I got a lot of catching up to do, which I'm going to end up doing that when I get some relaxed time.
yeah, you and me both.
But,
sorry, I'm looking at my record.
Oh, okay. WrestleMania 10 will be one of the DVDs. One of the WrestleManias I will want to watch. Also, WrestleMania 11. Now, I know there's a few more WrestleManias that I want to watch.
I already have that one on DVD, because I don't know if you guys have seen, but actually releasing a lot of the WrestleManias individual discs.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, they're releasing a lot of all the WrestleManias from WrestleManias, the first WrestleMania. I mean, I haven't seen WrestleMania 17 and 18 yet, but they're releasing a lot of the WrestleManias as single discs. You know how you have the WrestleMania anthology set?
Yeah.
It's on one.
They're taking all those and they're putting them into single discs and just putting them as WrestleMania 11, WrestleMania 12. WrestleMania 6. I bought WrestleMania 15. I bought WrestleMania 14, 13. I bought 12. I mean, it's great to go back and watch. I mean, even before the WWE Network. I mean, it was cool to go. It's just cool to go back and watch this footage. I mean, I love. It's great that the WWE Network, you know, has all this. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes I like to just pop my DVD in. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's like, regardless if they have that big old library, you still will want to get the DVD anyway.
Yeah, just like I bought Elimination Chamber a few days ago.
Right, just like they have like extras on the DVDs that they're not going to show on the WWE Network. So it's like, I'm going to see the extras and maybe like the Hall of Fame or something.
I mean, all this that we're getting from the WWE on the WWE Network, I mean, really, it's a blessing. I mean, because I didn't think they were going to, I mean, I had a feeling that they were probably going to be doing some WrestleMania week-related stuff on the WWE Network. I just didn't think it was going to be this big.
Yeah, it must
so
be a lot.
I mean, it would be nice if what they did was, you know, how they have the Q&A session every year, WrestleMania Access, if we could tweet, if they had, like, something stream on the network where we could tweet our questions to them in New Orleans and have them, you say, okay, so-and-so on Twitter asked you, Randy Orton, boxers or briefs?
You know some female fan is going to ask that, too.
I'm pretty sure female fans have already asked him that all over the fucking world. And he's probably going to get asked it again this Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday or whenever the fuck they're going to do it. So.
Well, you know they probably will.
Randy, I have a question for you. Boxers or briefs?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Well, I have a question for you. Do you want me? Wink. Well, you're not going to get me. You know why? Because you don't deserve this. Well, most of them really don't. I mean, shit, in Randy Orton's defense, ladies, he's disease-free, and I'm sure he wants to keep it that way.
Well, this I was going to mention as well. Like, it's going to be kind of odd that what they're going to do with this 2-hour pre-show, and they're only going to have, you know, like one match, and they already announced like what the pre-show is going to be.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, are they going to add, at least since they decided to do the pre-show with the tag team championship match, are they going to add another match?
I think it's pretty much set for this Sunday. They're going to have that match. I mean, I thought about that earlier today, and I thought to myself, what if they added another match to the pre-show? But I think to myself, nah, they don't want to have the crowd too tired out before WrestleMania starts. They just want to have something on the cards, you know, get the fans ready and get them, you know, hyped up and, you know, get them in the mood with their appetite, you know what I mean, and then go on the main show. I mean, if you have two or three matches before the main show actually goes on the air, you're tiring out your crowd, and by the time the show starts, you're going to be tired and sweaty, and the voices are going to be gone, and you haven't even done shown in the main fucking course yet.
Yeah, like, that is a good idea for them, like, to have, like, a match there. I'm just thinking, will they add one during WrestleMania?
They might. I mean, we already know that Daniel Bryan more than likely is probably going to be working double duty this Sunday. So,
right.
He was on the post show a few hours ago, about an hour ago, talking to the panel. And after hearing what he had to say, I said to myself, he's definitely going into that match Sunday. You already know, Daniel Bryan is going into that match this Sunday, and more than likely, he is going to win the match. So when that happens, if all the internet fans are listening, if all the complainers are listening, all the PG haters, all the whiners, all the people saying that Triple H holds people back, all the other assholes that saying that the WWE doesn't push new talent, we want to see real wrestlers like Daniel Bryan pushed. If that happens this Sunday, if Daniel Bryan walks out of the Superdome with the World Heavyweight title around his waist, there is no legs, there will be no legs left for any of you to stand on. And if you try and so much even complain about what's going on, somebody should put a bullet in your head. It'll just kill you now because you will never be satisfied.
But also, he's going to get the title. Who knows how long he's going to hold it. Now, take it, if he holds it, let's just say, if he holds it, like, maybe close to what CM Punk holds it, there's going to be some people out there, which I can't stand, that going to get sick and tired of them and be like, he holds the belt too long. He holds it back. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, let me say, I mean, because I'm, you know, I'm an expert at addressing these people. Once again, you guys have nothing to be unhappy about. For once in your lives, even though I don't like any of you, for once in your lives, will you just smile and say, hey, the WWE actually gave us what we wanted? Or you can be your usual attitude and say, oh, the WWE gave me what I wanted. Now I'm pissed off because they did it so wrong and they made us wait. So, you know what? As a matter of fact, I can picture that happening right after Daniel Bryan wins on Sunday. Oh, it's so shitty that WWE did it all wrong. They made us wait so long for it. It's so fucked up. It's so bullshit and blah, blah. I'm not fucking happy. And now Daniel Bryan's I've heard people say Daniel Bryan's doing this whole yes thing. He's a joke now, and he's not a real wrestler anymore. The WWE turned him into something stupid. The WWE turned him into something stupid by making him marketable. You see how many yes t-shirts are out there in that crowd? You see how many yes t-shirts they had us wear when we did the Occupy Raw?
And plus, like, with his sale of his merchandise, like all of his shirts.
Yep.
I mean, thank God I was able to get one of those shirts for free. I will cherish it. I got it in my hand right now. I will cherish this t-shirt.
I would just like to say, and I very rarely call this to people who I like, but bastard, I hate you.
I'm sorry. In all humbleness, when I did that, I mean, it was a real honor for me to do that. I mean, because I even said that.
We sat there watching it, and AJ's like, I wonder if Chris is there. Then all of a sudden he's like, there's Chris! So now,
he was like,
"What?" The size and everything. That must have been so amazing to do.
It was that feeling was just overwhelming. I mean, I looked around me and I saw all the people. It was just, oh my God, it was just great. I mean, I'd never been overtaken by anything in my life like that. I mean, I've been to a lot of environments like that. I've been to concerts. I've been to, and I've been to wrestling shows, but to see things from their point of view and see and feel that energy. And have all and feel like you have those people right in the palm of your hand, and they're all going yes, yes, yes with you. It's just overwhelming. And not only that, but when we exited and we left, we had people reaching out. I had people reaching out next to me, trying to touch my hand and high five me and stuff like that. And I was just saying, I was just going with it, like yep, we did it, we did it, we did it, we did it. They were trying to interact with me and shit. It was just
that's awesome.
Just great.
As I said to AJ, after that, I sat there watching it, and, I mean, I completely was, like, floored, because, to me, that will go down as one of the greatest promos ever. Ever. I mean, how they're ever going to be able to top that,
I have no idea.
I seriously don't know. And I think it's going to take, it's one of those things where, you know, every generation has their moment when it comes to sports, including wrestling, even though it's entertainment. You know, every generation has their moment. I mean, let's be honest, Hulk Hogan produced a couple of those moments. And, you know, I mean, Steve Austin is, like, known for the Attitude Era. He had his moments and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that moment is going to go down as being one of the historic moments. You're never going to be able to beat that.
I mean, if the WWE went and tried to do something like that again, I mean, it wouldn't be good. I don't know. I mean, the first time is always good. Speaking as somebody who's logical, the first time is always going to be good. You know, you're always going to like it the first time. But the second time around, it's not going to be as good because, you know, you've seen it before. I mean, it'll still be, you know, entertaining, but it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to give you the exact overwhelming feeling that you got when you first saw it.
Right,
because it'll be the same thing as, like, when Vince was giving out that money that one day, or when I was there in Green Bay, they refunded everybody their money back, and the show was free. Like,
that was with, what's his name? Donald Trump.
Yeah. You're like, show's free, everybody get their money back. I'm like, what?
I remember that because I didn't go. It was you, Josh, Becky, and Jasmine.
Right.
And I was on the phone with you guys because Josh was marking out. He's like, oh, my God, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald. And then when he said it, I mean, I literally had to hold the phone away from my ear because you guys were all screaming.
It was commercial.
It's nice.
Oh, go ahead.
It's nice for the WWE to do something nice like that every now and then where they go, you know, hey, you know, we got enough money. Just come right in and take a seat.
Exactly.
You already got your ticket. We'll give you money back for it. Wherever you sit, wherever you brought your ticket for, just go in there and have a seat. Your money, the ticket's free. You get your money back. Have a good time.
Right, because the good thing was, like, people that paid in cash, they got their money, like, right after they left the show. And the other people who paid, you know, like on debit cards, had to wait until like the end of the week to get it back, which they all did.
That's how debit cards work. That's how they work. I mean, back.
That is one of the, as we were saying about the theme, is that it's a one, when you do it once, it's really hard to repeat it with the same effect. That was just another thing. And they're never going to be able to repeat the fans taking over.
Right.
Raw.
Like,
the way they did with that. They're never going to be able to do it again. And, you know, Daniel Bryan is going to be forever remembered for that.
Yeah, and they're going to remember the place it took place in, the building it took place in. I mean, they're going to be back here in September. And I know when they get back here, they're not going to forget, you know, where it took place. Because they're going to, I mean, I'm sure they're excited to come back because they love Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, Memphis, Tennessee is a great place for wrestling. And, you know, before we were about to go out and do it, I mean, we were being told in the back about what we were going to be doing. And I said to myself, you want us to do what? What we're going to be doing what? Like, you guys are going to be going out to the ring, and you guys are going to, we're going to put y'all in your t-shirts, and you're going to, and just waiting until, you know, we give you the call, and wait until Daniel Bryan talks, and then that's when we're going to send you out to the ring, we're going to put you in a little stage in here, we're going to send you out there, and that's when y'all start making your noise. And, like, so, I'm thinking to myself, so basically, we're going to be crowding and spreading, being spread around the ring. And dude's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be historic. I had a funny feeling in my gut. I was like, this is going to be crazy. So when I was being right there in the middle of it, and I looked at all the people in the ring and around me, and just, I was like, oh my gosh, dude, there's no way in hell that this cannot go down in history. So, and, you know, my crazy ass, I don't know if you guys noticed me at the end of the ramp, taunting Triple H and shit, and then taunting Stephanie McMahon. just playing the part of the guy that's trying to get Daniel Bryan over and trying to, you know, get them over as bad guys, you know what I mean? So I'm standing there listening to Triple H while they're talking and listening to Stephanie talking and blah, and I'm going, stop whining, why are you whining? Are you upset? Are you upset? Are you sick? Like, I'm like, bitch, this is my show. This is my arena. We let you come into this place. You have to talk to our people to be able to use this place.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look, like you said, like, they probably can do the free show, but what they did a couple weeks ago, they will probably never be able to do that again unless the fans decide to do it themselves.
Yeah,
off the script.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh. But it would never have the same passion that it had that night.
I don't think so. I think the best thing for them to do will probably be just leave it as it is.
Yep. Just let it
stay
for the moment that it was, and
so I don't know if it...
Yeah, go ahead.
The free t-shirt that I got would have cost me close to $30 had I not freaking been asked to do that. So, got a free t-shirt with Yes on it. And
you're one of the ones who's got the cool story behind the t-shirt. you know, my cool story is, yeah, I managed to get buy one, get one 50% off from the WWE store online. Your story is like the shit. You could go, sometimes where did you get your, that t-shirt from? You'll be like, well, listen here, pull up a seat. Come and sit down. Let me tell you my story. I mean, it's a story for the ages.
And some people don't ain't going to believe, some people don't even believe me until I show them the clip. Then they don't have shit to say.
On my phone, I'll be going, look, this t-shirt, see, right here, if you look at this clip that I downloaded from the WWE app and also from their new network, my mic is cold. Now you will see me with my t-shirt in the ring. Now let me tell you about my story. You know, I'm crazy.
Man. Well, as far as the wrestling business is concerned, I'm trying to sort of get myself out there and make myself known to the wrestling business so I can slowly, slowly, more and more each day, you know, get myself more and more involved with it. And so, and maybe hopefully, you know, hopefully one day, you know, I'm praying for it. I mean, I do got a feeling that hopefully maybe it'll become a living. It's something that I do, you know, just to get myself by, you know, because to do something that you love, do something that you're passionate about and be rewarded for it that way, that's an honor.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So for people that need to take notes, you need to sell out an arena. Stuff like that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and right, and you know, there's a few people that complain here. It's like, why did they ever do that in Milwaukee?
We don't sell out an arena. That's why
we don't do but
we get close.
We have special things going that happens, like Taboo Tuesday. That was the first time they ever did a pay-per-view of that kind here.
I was still in the UK
right.
at that time.
The birth of Austin 316 happened here. And what else? Vince McMahon pissed his pants happened here.
NXT, very first time it was recorded here, because we actually met Daniel Bryan when he was with NXT. Thank you very much.
Well, I miss Wade Barrett, because y'all were saying, like, he just went past.
There.
I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I've got some bad
he's
news.
Awesome.
What do you say?
Well, I've got some bad news.
Yeah, I've got the accent for that.
Well, I've got some bad news.
Well, he did do the commentary with the backstage pageant, the Raw pre-show. He did do pretty good.
Of course he did. He's Wade Barrett. He's English. Anyone from England is fabulous. Look at me. I'm from England. Born and raised. I am fabulous, am I not? You better say yes, because you have to sleep with me tonight, and I can kill you in your sleep. I've watched enough episodes of Criminal Minds to make it look like an accident. Except for I've just announced on air my intentions, and it's going to be held against me.
And I was going to say, like,
right.
If you do kill me, then you're going to have that boy and that woman and that other person. They ain't going to help you hide the body.
What if I give them money? Dawn will do anything for a Klondike bar.
That's bogus.
And Rob will do anything for a pair of shoes, so I got it covered.
But the segment with the Wyatt family and John Cena. Or then you with this sheep with a mask with some blue gear just coming in the ring, just I'm thinking, like, what the? That gotta be Cena. Sure enough, it was. Just start beating the holy hell out of him.
I missed Raw tonight, so I was out doing laundry with Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
But I can watch it later on the WWE Network, available for $9.99 per month with a 6-month subscription, where you can also see all the pay-per-views that have happened now and in the past.
And you get to see them live, all for just $9.99 a month.
See, WWE
Network. Wait,
get...
the top.
And that's why, Hazel, you are the part of the WWE Fan Council.
I am part of the Fan Council.
I mean, in all seriousness, guys, I mean, you guys really should get the WWE Network. I mean, because it's actually really nice to watch. I mean, I can watch anything that I want to. You got access to all of this content in which, I mean, you get to see the WWE's whole library. I mean, they own all this footage because they bought out all the promotions. It's really nice, and you might learn something.
Yes, Clinton, if you're listening.
Yes, you might learn
something.
Like right now.
TNA.
If anybody remembers this pay-per-view, I am watching Capital Carnage from 1998.
Oh, yeah, I ain't seen it. I heard of it.
Which was held in the UK, Hazel.
Right. Were you there for that one?
What month was it?
It was in 98.
Capital Carnage.
I was still in UK, but at that time I was married to Dickhead and I was in hospital, so.
And Christian just walked out the ring, the Brood Christian. Oh shit, label.
So how long do you both think the Undertaker is going to go before his streak ends? And who do you think he's
going to
end his streak against?
Honestly, it may never end. I mean, because the reason I say that, because the streak is a part of him. It's a part of his character. I mean, it's like the WWE does build a little bit of WrestleMania, you know, back around history, around his streak, and in a way, I think it helps to sell the pay-per-view too, and helps to fill the stadium. So, if the WWE decided that they were going to end the streak, they would be selling out a big part of their revenue right there, because you know how those idiotic fans out there will be saying, "Oh, they're going to quit watching, they're going to kill themselves," stuff like that. A lot of them might actually do that.
What do you recommend, Jay?
That's just me. I mean, honestly, I personally do not want to see the Undertaker lose at WrestleMania, but any event that he should, it would have to be somebody against who is on the, you know, level beyond that of Roman Reigns. It would have to be somebody like Michael Jackson, who only comes around once every 1,000 years. Somebody who you're a performer like you've never seen before and you will probably never, ever see again. And holy shit. Jackie has got some big ass kickers.
Oh yeah, because that's what you think Sable accidentally pulled them out, did she?
Not yet, but they're bouncing in her shirt. They got some big ass kickers. Oh my.
But for somebody to end the streak.
Oh my gosh.
I thought the streak would have already. Probably would have ended with Triple H, but it didn't. So I'm thinking it won't end. I think, in my opinion,
he'll retire undefeated.
After this one, I think he will retire. That's just my opinion. I know they say he got like 5 more WrestleManias left in him to do, but in my opinion, I think this one should be it. Win or lose, this one.
A lot of fans
just win or lose, this one should be it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because he probably should be. I mean, because he's in so much pain. I mean, bless Taker's heart. I mean, I know he probably shouldn't even be wrestling no more, but he does it. But he does it anyway because he wants to. He would feel bad if he about not giving those people what they wanted. Or he feels
right,
like he would be robbing them of the pleasure. Of ever seeing him again or seeing him perform. I mean, The Undertaker nowadays, he's more of an attraction than he is, you know, a full-time wrestler.
Right. He's still getting paid pretty good, so.
No, yeah, he's got plenty of money.
Exactly. What I'm going to do is, since we got time left, I'm going to get y'all two's predictions on who y'all think is going to win this Sunday. And let's see which matches I'm going to go first. Let's go with the tag team championship match. Who y'all got? Oh, the Uso versus Los Matador versus the Real American versus Ryback and Curtis Axel.
I would like to see the Uso.
Or retain?
I can see the Uso retain.
Alrighty. Next one, the Shield versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws.
Shield.
Shield's probably going to go over.
Okay. Crap, I didn't mean to do that. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
I have no damn clue, but I won't like Barrett.
He's not even. He could be in it, because they still got a few spots left.
He better be in it, or I'm not interested. I should boycott WrestleMania, or
he's still those final few spots.
Right. I was going to say, was William Regal in it?
And William Regal has to win, too. It has to be a spot.
Chris?
Wait, what's the match are we talking about now?
Oh, Andre the Giant over the top rope battle royal.
Oh, I'm guessing the Big Show, but I don't know for sure. All my momentum is pointing at the Big Show, but then again, maybe that's the WWE playing tricks on me. I'm not sure.
Okay, John Cena versus Bray Wyatt.
Cena most likely will come out on top.
Okay,
he's been getting his ass all over the fucking country for the last couple months due to the Wyatt.
Okay, next up, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Will the streak end, or will it keep going?
Staying intact. Oh my God!
Booby!
Yeah!
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 No, don't run.
Okay.
No, you have to.
Oh, I was saying, will the streak end or will it continue?
Streak has got to continue, in my opinion. If it's going to end, like I said, it's got to be against one of those guys that you don't see every day. That comes around once every million, 100,000 years.
Okay. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
Daniel Bryan.
Hands down.
Okay, the next one, the Divas Championship Invitation Match.
Holy shit. AJ.
Okay.
This seems like a huge...
Mostly like all the Divas on the current roster.
I'd like to see Natalya, but I don't see it happening.
I don't see AJ losing at all. This one big, huge plan to probably show her showcase her as the dominant champion, as the dominant women's champion right now, and have her defy the odds. So more than likely, she's going to walk out still the Divas champion.
Okay, and the main event, of course, Orton Batista and y'all both said Daniel Bryan, so.
Daniel Bryan.
Okay, she got Daniel Bryan.
So Triple H.
He just wanted Daniel Bryan to win one match, but he wants Triple H.
Just Daniel Bryan. I got to go with Daniel.
Alrighty, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to save mine for I'm going to do it this Saturday on the Archer Jones Show, but it's going to be on the Tone Deaf Radio Network.
Our network ain't good enough.
I didn't say that.
Oh, here we go.
I'm also going to do a video on there as well.
I want
to
see it, man.
Yeah, she wants to see you.
And also, of course, like after WrestleMania, we're going to do like a review on what happened after WrestleMania and just talk about WrestleMania in general and did we like how it went or we just thought it just
didn't... Not bad.
Right. It didn't go the way we planned or it went the way we planned. Just got a feeling that some of these matches, of course, they're not going to go the way we planned, but some of them will. I think it's over with.
Only time will tell.
Right. They did mention when they're going to be back at the Verizon Center. They're going to be back sometime in late June for a Raw taping. They'll be back in D.C.
So they book these buildings months in advance.
Yeah, normally they do that. It's like if a crowd sold out, they would normally would announce when the next time they'll come.
Yes.
It was like, if you guys sell out crowd, they'll tell you when the next time they will be here. Like on our end, we don't know when the next time they will come here. But we just got a prediction that it's probably going to be sometime close to the end of the year.
All right, well, should be good. Nice fun. Time. What the hell is?
I was gonna say they ain't had no shows in December here in a long time.
You know the last paper you guys had was Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah.
Which is in my DVD collection.
And you I don't think you're gonna find us. We was like in the 400 level.
Behind
the
regular game. Right.
I look at these arena layouts on Ticketmaster, try to find my friends and see what they're up against, and especially in case when I want to go see a fucking show. Hopefully, I would really love to start traveling and seeing shows if I ever had the money. That would be nice.
Yeah, that's like what all of us, like, we just, like, stick to independent Pender wrestling or just like once in a while just go somewhere and just watch a show from there.
How was that drive into freaking Illinois for TNA?
Oh, for TNA.
5 hours there, 5 hours back. Dropped by the cops on the way back.
Well, I admit I did get some good sleep when I got here.
What is BCW? You guys want to... I'm looking at Havel's photos. And I see BCW.
Oh, Bruce City Wrestling?
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure it wasn't the same BCW I knew because that wasn't crazy.
It's like they put on good shows, but we just have issues with the owner.
You're stalking my photos?
Well, I got to see what I'm dealing with, sweetheart, so far. I like to do some research on people.
Oh, hell no.
If you want to, you can go through my crap and see what you're dealing with.
Oh, I'll have to go through that tomorrow. I'll make some comments.
Well, I'll say, yeah, no, I wish you will, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at, I guess WWE.com did an exclusive on the New Age Outlaws and Kane, I guess, like, after what happened. Was that the donut bird?
That was the donut bird.
Oh my God, we got the dog burping on live air, on live radio.
No, it's me who's burping.
Oh my God.
That is amazing. If anybody in the Minnesota area, Minneapolis, they want to meet the Ultimate Warrior, they will be able to do that. It will be May 3rd. It will be part of Wizard World Comic Con in Minneapolis from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Don't want to be crazy.
Oh, crap. That would be interesting to do, but unfortunately, TNA will be in a race scene that day. Yeah, I will be going to try to go to that.
I already said I'm getting 250. Now, shut up.
Calm down, woman.
Don't you nag like an old woman at times.
Bloody hell.
You know what? I'm going to take a quote of your son. Takes one to know one.
I've never denied I ain't young. I'm old as hell.
The hell y'all talking about? And ladies and gentlemen, people, true love.
But let's see if they got anything other appearances in the.
The Comic Con normally has a barber show.
They do.
For doing that until the last week.
Yeah, oh yeah, the one in Chicago. They probably ain't gonna announce that until like a month before.
Are you going with that one?
I'm gonna try.
You better be back in time for our walk for the next day.
Oh, you think of the other one, because there's two different ones they have in Chicago. They
Which
have
one are you going to?
It's Chicago's own Comic Con.
Okay. I still say you better be back in time for our March of Dimes walk.
Well, yeah. I'm only going to be there for like a day, then come back that evening.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm going to Chicago's Comic Con is because, well, I just found out that they're going to have not only Jerry the King Lawler going to be there, but Mick Foley will be there for all 3 days.
No, he's not Jerry the King.
I know. I just want to be there to meet Mick Foley. But this is just in case anybody else will, like, want to meet him. If y'all interested in that, if y'all in the Chicago area, go to ChicagoComicCon.com. It will straight up take you to the link. I think it's C2CE.com, if I'm correct. But do Chicago Comic Con just to be safe. It's just like, it's just never.
But I have to tell the story, and I've told it a million times on our show, was when the anime convention was going on at the same time as WWE was in town.
Oh, when, for Chamber.
Yeah, and Goldust came in, and he looked around, and he went, there's an anime convention? He's like, oh, hell yes. He literally got his key, ran up, threw his stuff in his room and then came back downstairs, and I swear to you, his words when he got back downstairs was, if I had known this was going on, I would have bought a costume to wear. And I remember thinking to myself, you're Gold Dust, you could wear that freaking costume.
And you know, probably half of the people probably wouldn't even, you know, think of it.
Right.
It was like, oh, okay, that's just another guy just dressed like Golda. Okay.
Know, right?
It would have been like the ultimate pass.
Well, it was funny. He geeked out completely. He went off up there. He came back about 3 hours later with all these bags and a big grin on his face, looking like he was about 10 years old.
I also want to thank LPW. They let me do the opportunity to make them a logo. I know which one they picked, but I don't know when they're going to debut that logo. So I just want to thank them for the opportunity for letting me do their logo. So
thank you guys.
So Y'all see it soon enough. Y'all might see it on the May 18th show. Y'all in the Waukesha area. But, yeah, I will be there, too. Got anything local going on?
No.
I don't think there is this week. I know there's a few shows that happened this past weekend.
I think we better start working on our autograph signing skills in case, since this whole thing gets bigger and bigger. And since you're telling me that the listeners and the viewers are increasing and increasing.
Yes, they are. You know what? I'm gonna see if the smart slip from last week it had increased. Let me.
Oh, with the download?
Yeah. Guy, like I look, it increased. And I look like was 6 hours. It increased the more. I'm like, what? Let's see how it goes.
That was your initial reaction.
It did increase a bit. It's still increasing a bit.
Hey, I have. Loaded my friends out of that to download it because they all swear that they don't seem to own like loud and start cussing a lot when I lose my temper. Like, okay, go listen to this.
I ain't gonna lie, that episode would be something you want to listen to again and again.
Listen to
you. Yeah, hell, I even went back and listened to it again.
Oh my god. That was good.
If it gets bigger.
Yeah, we all do.
If
we all do time, it will.
That's what I say, because I know you guys got to be getting big too, so like I say, you guys better start working on your graph science skills. Because you go to restaurant sales, people are going to recognize you.
And we have some of them around where we're living at already recognize us already.
You don't recognize me yet.
I'm sure people will soon enough.
Soon enough. Well, they gotta see my picture first. Hey, isn't that guy calling traffic in that van?
I was thinking of making some, too. Like making a design.
It should say the unit smart. You'd be surprised the amount of people I have to explain what a smart is.
Right.
Smart Mark, a.k.a. a wannabe internet wrestling know-it-all who thinks they know everything and is on the inside of a business that they're not really on the inside of. The people that wrestlers can't stand, the people that always ruin the good wrestling and other reasons good storylines get changed most of the time because they always try to find out everything.
Yeah, I was going to be like, yeah, pretty much, yeah, sure.
Same people that think that just because they like to talk, that they've been on, like they've been in the business for 20 to 25 years when they're just sitting behind a computer commenting on nothing or saying nothing and commenting.
Very true. As y'all know, tomorrow they will show WWE main event live.
Mm-hmm. Network.
Right. I think they only mentioned like one match so far. I'm just trying to think what it was. I done forgot.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Oh, let me look. Oh, yeah, Sheamus versus The Miz.
Okay,
and Miz come out tonight talking a big game.
I guess the thing with this, with The Miz is, like, they just suddenly just, like, decide, like, okay, let's just do a heel turn. And if that was the case, they did a horrible job.
Well, I mean, I'm not really too worried about it. Not really paying much attention to it. I'm just watching Miz come out and
this Carlos came out, I'm like, oh, it's...
Oh. I'm not saying it's not his fault, and it's not like management's fault, and I guess it was just the way that it was planned. It was kind of bad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they could have did, like, a little bit better, like, make his heel turn, like, a little strong.
Strong like a swear word. So strong that you have to blare it out. So strong that it cannot be repeated on TV.
Exactly. Excuse me, I'm just worried about other actors that go on the show too. Oh, we'll be able to see it. Ooh, unless.
Watching it at school.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Watching it at school. While I'm doing my work. Oh, where are we doing that? But, yeah, I'm going to wrap up the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play license song for the next 10 minutes. And, Chris, I do appreciate you calling. And, everybody, don't forget to check out the Smarts List every Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
So
on this
night.
I am your host.
At 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the same network.
And I am your host. Means you will have to listen to me for an hour this week heading up to WrestleMania. And if you don't like it, then go smart yourself.
Ooh, that's a good line. That's a good line. That would be a good one to use for a shirt. And it was another line that they said about CM Punk. They said, was it? Arrive, bitch, repeat, leave.
No, that sounds a lot like the people that I don't like on the internet.
It's actually from the person that runs the group for Off the Rope Show. I told him that I can turn that to a t-shirt.
I smell money, Artrell. You got you on to something?
Am I on to something, you mean?
I said, I smell money. Are you on to something?
Hey, it may work. Like the people that hate CM Punk, they can wear that shirt. Like, arrive, bitch, repeat, leave.
Well, shit, give me part of that damn money. I'm kidding. Son of a
or
bitch.
They can wear it like the Batista one. It's like, arrive, suck air, leave.
Makes sense.
That was somebody had put. I put it on the group the other day. Like somebody had made that. Like arrive, suck air, unleave. Other things people can come up with.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, I am gonna work on that shirt. Arrive, bitch, repeat, leave.
Go smart yourself.
That too. That was a good one. And also, don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.Weebly.com. News, information, and upcoming events in the Wisconsin area and the Illinois area. And
Chris, I'm snooping through your photos now.
That's funny. I feel so flattered.
I'll make sure I leave
room for it,
please.
Yeah, okay.
That's funny. But, Chris, thanks again for calling in. Don't forget to check out the show this Thursday. Check out Hazel's show this Wednesday. And our WrestleMania special right after WrestleMania 30. So, from all of us here, y'all have a good night. Have a good week.
Good
enjoy
night.
WrestleMania week. And just listen to these next couple of songs. So, good night, everybody.
Take care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.